make every minute worth it, baby. This for Arsha, baby.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Smoking don't nobody kiss it
like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Rebel without a cause. No umbrella, the money stuffed in the doors. Rodell Drive money, oldest Clive Davis. Blue paper still chasing dead faces. Dark tents, rims chopped like razors. 2 mil to the side for the cases. Boss, pinky ring both hands. My squits wanna lean on a man. Peter Pan got X-Stock plans. Little homie still be moving like the feds. My Spanish should be on that Telemundo. Pretty faces, she got the fattest culo. Kissing all on me, tension all on me. Touch a little paper, start switching all on me. I'm looking for the best Christmas with a passport. Time to get missing. Boss.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Thus far, Hey, hey, everyone in the Social Lab. I am very happy to be here on this Money Making Monday, although I am in a great deal of pain. We are not going to retell the joke. Let's just say walking down 42 flights of steps is no fun.
Sounds very exciting.
And your legs will hurt very badly the following
At least some muscles got stretched that, you know, maybe hadn't been stretched in a while, looking at the upside.
Well, I mean, the upside, yeah, I did get pushed into, you know, cardio for the week. That's great, but I just didn't expect to have to do it. Let's throw that part in there.
Understood. Part of that millionaire mindset is that health and wellness, that good physical fitness. So at least you got them thighs and them ankles and them
calves,
you know,
and hamstrings.
That gluteus maximus together.
Right,
yeah,
right, right. If you want the lift, you gotta put the work in.
Step on in there. Hey, tonight is part three. Establish a millionaire mindset. We've had the conversation going the last few weeks. Part two was a little sketchy. I didn't go back and listen to that show, but I just remember that conversation, and it was halfway sketchy. Hot Chocolate and Fee went off on a tangent. On that.
Sketchy.
So we started talking about Robert Kraft.
Why would it be sketchy?
halfway through, you know, a tangent. But I think we did get a little combo in there about millionaire mindset.
A little.
Altering your life. Could there be a simple way to achieve really what you desire? Have you ever thought about it? I mean, that it's much easier than we make it. Most things are way more simple.
Much more difficult than they have to be.
The basic and honest answer for most is when you really believe in something, listen, you get it. And I'm a witness. I'm a witness that whatever you think about, and I say this all the time because I believe it, whatever you think about, you bring about. Like, this is a application for every facet of your life, like your relationship, whether it's physical, whether it's at work, you know, your physical well-being, your career, your money, and so on. Whatever you think about, I absolutely believe it comes about. Many of us do not really realize that by chancing our thought patterns, we make positive changes in our life. By changing our thought patterns. And so if you really make a conscious effort to do things a little bit different, like you don't have to take dramatic steps, but do things a little different. Like if you're someone that don't normally listen to people, just pause and listen to what they got to say. That's a change. That's different. If you're someone who's not used to speaking up, you don't talk a lot, say something. That's a change. We're not dramatic things, but we do not realize that by changing our thought pattern, we change our entire life. In addition, it's really because it's because of this that we're facing problems throughout our life. Old people used to say, What's the cliche? What's a tongue cliche?
Oh,
something more than
there's
power.
There's
like
power in the tongue.
Like old ladies talked about,
yeah.
There's power in the tongue, right? I mean,
yeah,
so I'm from the South, and that was big in the South. But
yeah.
You know, there was another one. It doesn't come to mind. But the bottom line is, you can speak positive and negative things into the atmosphere. Most people really don't understand that. Most of you perceive yourself, others would like you to believe about yourself. Did you hear what I just said? Most of us perceive ourselves based on how other people want us to see ourselves.
That's deep.
Let that marinate for a minute.
Yeah.
If you keep on listening to negative feedback, you're going to end up exactly where those folks who are judging you want you to be. And most of them want you in the gutter. Do you hear what I said? I said they praying and praying for your downfall. It wasn't just Biggie that they was praying for his downfall. Did you know that?
And the adage that people want you to do well, but never better than them, I think kind of runs hand in hand in that. Yeah.
It's very true. Listen, I'm not trying to, you know, throw anybody off this even. I'm trying to help you to really understand that you guide, you direct, you control your present control of your past. Regardless, it's done, it's over. But you're in control of right now, and right now dictates your tomorrow. It starts
right
with what you say, what you think about yourself. You must listen to your inner voice, not the voice of others. You must listen to your inner voice to follow the correct path that's designed for you and not what others want to tell you about yourself. It's your responsibility. It's your life, not others. You have to be able to speak life to your own situation. But one, you got to get rid of negativity. The glass has got to become half full for you. Most people see the glass as either half full or half empty. And unfortunately, most see it empty. Most people do not see the glass as half full. And that's because of life. That's because of experiences. That's because of how we was raised. That's because people who beat us down verbally, or we just haven't been exposed. But it doesn't really matter. Whatever it is that you're trying to change today, whatever it is you're trying to achieve today, you have got to start to understand what it is that you really, really, really want. And then start working towards it. Get rid of all of the negative thoughts. Start bringing some positivity in your life and start making those changes today. Listen, always manifest the best for yourself and your loved ones. Always want to manifest the best for yourself and your loved ones at all times. It starts with your language.
Yeah, it really does.
Have you always understood the power of positive language, Hot Chocolate?
I have not. I was actually just getting ready to comment that in my past, I have admittedly been a very, very, very pessimistic person, more so to shield my own feelings, I think, and not expecting too much from people or situations. So when you have that mindset, there's 60% of your battle that's lost right there, just because you're already looking for the worst in every situation. So I kind of had to reprogram myself into, like you said, the glass being half full instead of half empty, and trying to look for something positive out of it, because I found myself so exhausted with just being pessimistic, trying to beat whoever or whatever to the punch of the no or the negative situation or just it not working out my way or whatever the case may have been. But I kind of like did myself in.
Yeah, and what you just described is quite normal. Most people do not want to hear a no. Which really says that, you know, no one wants to fail in any situation, right? And so failure could be, you know, no. It could be and no is just rejection. It doesn't even have to be totally denied. It could be delayed. But, you know, the fact that we don't even like things to be delayed, even when it's delayed for our own benefit, we don't want it to be delayed, because with such a instantaneous microwave want it right now kind of society. But folks, repeat that phrase. just because it's delayed doesn't mean it's denied.
And
we got to be
willing
to understand that what is for us is for us. What is not for us is not for us. And how we define failure, that word failure keeps a lot of us from even, like, getting in position. Just the thought, and most of the time it's in your freaking head. Like, how do you know you're going to fail? Because you never even, like, you've never done it before, first of all, and you haven't even started. But in your mind, you've already failed. Don't you know that's a mind game? And don't you know that's that negative thought? Those are those negative thoughts that started with those negative words. Anytime that you say can't is a negative. Remove can't from your vocabulary, because can't is always going to prevent you from starting. Can't already says that in your mind you think that there's an obstacle or something that's going to deny you. It's all in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, what we're hearing are other people's voices.
Right. I was going to say that too. Right.
We're hearing other people's voices. We're hearing people's voices from our past. And a lot of times, folks, we're hearing voices from our childhood still as an adult that stops us from being able to move beyond. I mean, and it's been like 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, I heard a lady share the other day, like, I'm 40. No, she said, I'm 49 years old, and I just started to understand what my purpose is, and I'm not afraid to say that. And, you know, it made me reflect back on the last conversation we had surrounding the mentor Mentor Monday last week was talking about the millionaire mindset, and you were talking about purpose. You were talking about purpose. And then someone turned around and said the same thing. And so what that says to me is, sometimes we can get so caught up in life and so caught up in the things that we're familiar with that we never, like, pause to question, like, ourselves. Like, why are we doing this? Do you really believe that? Like, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, like, why am I still doing this?
You do.
Like, do I enjoy what I do? Like, do I even like this? Sometimes you never even stop to ask yourself, do you even enjoy what it is that you get up and invest 10 to 12 hours in daily?
Every day of your life.
What is the point? The point of this discussion tonight goes back to, in order to have a millionaire mindset, you have to change your thought process. In order to change your thought process, you have to make changes in your life. In order to make changes in your life, you have to start using different concepts and different words. I am wealthy. I am a winner. I can do it. I will do it. When I do it, that's different language from I'm not sure, I'll try, I can't, I don't know, I'll get back with you. See, you have to go from indecisive to completely decisive. You have to go from negative to positive. It's not easy, but comes easy. And anything you think about, you can bring about. Hot Chocolate, when you think about the millionaire mindset and making changes to adapt that kind of mindset, what's your biggest challenge? Is it hard for you to embrace yourself as a millionaire?
Definitely not.
Good. That's where it starts.
Yeah, I definitely see myself as a millionaire or better. My issue was the negative thought process, and I've definitely worked on and overcome that by leaps and bounds. My other issue is procrastination. Once I was able to get the negative thoughts out of my head and better align my thoughts with what I wanted to do, jumping out there is the next issue. I think
what's
I talked myself into
what are you scared of?
It not being the right time, but I don't really feel like any time is going to be the right time, so I may as well just dive out there.
So you just answered your own question. It's not just that it you don't feel like it will be the right time. No time will ever feel like the right time. Sometimes you
right.
just got to, most of the time, you just got to, you know, jump out there, but you have to be strategic. You have to be very intentional about what it is you're jumping into.
Yes. And I struggle a lot with that because I want everything to be perfect or perfectly aligned.
Perfectly aligned. I think that's humanistic of us. And this is the deal. This is what we have got to understand. And if you don't take away anything, wherever you're listening tonight in the world, if you don't take away anything, listen, every person that is big today, every person who was once a small person on the bottom, every last person, what is my point? Do not be afraid. Do not focus on being the small person on the bottom. We all have had to be there, are there at some point to get to where we need to go. This is what you got to focus on. This is what people who are winning understand that others do not understand. Everybody who hops out of the Lamborghini is not rich. Everybody who hops out of the Rolls Royce is not rich. But they could be with somebody who has all the money. And they just happen to be somebody who, you know, benefits from somebody who has all the money. But guess what that person's doing that you're not doing? They're in the mix. They're networking. They're leveraging themselves. They have found a team to connect with in which they're providing value. This is the key. Regardless of how small you are and regardless of where you are on the bottom, you got to get with the right folk connected with the things that you're trying to accomplish, and you have to create value for yourself. See, we have it all mucked up in the game. We got the game mucked up for real. We think that we get paid for our time. And, you know, that's why some folks broke. Because you don't get
right.
paid for your time. You don't get paid for your time. And what you going to do with $10 an hour at 55 anyway? I mean, come on now. You don't get paid for your time. You get paid for your value.
Right.
You get paid for your value. What value do you bring to the table? In order to bring value to the table, you got to have some skills. You got to have a skill set. Going back to why do you get up and go to a job 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day that you don't like? It's extremely important to align yourself with your gifts and your talent. And if you haven't identified either, at least do the work that you enjoy. Start trying to figure out how do you get paid to do the work that you enjoy. Because you will never be successful or establish success within a scenario that you really don't enjoy. We're just trying to help you. to establish a millionaire mindset, because words don't get it, people. I talk to a lot of people that hope and wish and they pray, and I love praying people, you know, but one thing even about Christian folk who do a lot of praying, I know a lot of people who pray the house down, and then when they finish, they get up off their knees, you know what, they go fix something to eat, and they sit on the couch, because they ain't going to do a damn thing but pray. Listen, faith without work is dead.
Right.
You got to get up and you got to do something. We live in a society where social media and Instagram and Facebook has created an illusion. We think that people are making millions of dollars, you know, in a very easy way. There's not one person who have ever made $1 million easily. I said made $1 million. I said made $1 million. Earned
$1 million. Not one.
I didn't say they hit the lottery.
Right.
Because most people that hit the lottery is broke in an X amount of years. It's been proven. I said earned.
Earned.
Faith without work is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Is dead. What are your thoughts over there, Miss Chocolate?
That earned is the key word. Not bequeathed to them, not left to them, you know, as an inheritance, not in in a slot machine or no. Earned, blood, sweat, and tears. None of them said it was easy. Not one.
In order to
now,
be
a lot
wealthy,
of them made.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say a lot of them will say that they enjoyed making it, that they liked making the money, and those are the lucky ones.
And we're not talking about luck. We're talking about folks who put forth effort. In order to be a wealthy person, really establish a clear path of success. You can't see someone, you can't be someone who sees successful people in a negative way. You can't see somebody driving a nice whip and you say that person's just a show off. You know, or you see something nice and you be like, yeah, it's not in my budget, you know, with your evil ass. You know, listen, you can't be a hater. You can't be a hater of people who succeed. You got to want to be happy for people who succeed, because people who are happy for others are people who ultimately become happy. Hey, we're back Wednesday, right. 9 p. We out of here. We love y'all.
Remember, everybody's not flexing for the gram. Some of them worked harder than you did. Marinate on that. We'll be back on Wednesday. We are that crew, that team. Oh, wait. Yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday. Today's Monday. We're that crew, that team.
Hey, and we got a guest on Wednesday. Who's our guest on Wednesday?
Yes, Dr. Alfie Breland Noble of the Acoma Project. We are so excited to have her on the show. She is one of the nation's top doctors in teen mental health, African-American teen mental health.
Here with us on Wednesday.
Yes, definitely.
Good night, everybody.